56. Gabe padded softly along the silent corridors. Too quiet. Too still. Like Isabella, the house existed in a state of suspended animation, neither living nor dead, in perpetual limbo. He reached the door to the south wing, a double fire door with a keypad for entry. He typed in the code and the door buzzed open. Whenever he entered this wing of the house, a heavy melancholy settled on him. He sometimes wondered if this was what men walking the Green Mile felt like, a long, slow trudge to a certain fate. Despite attempts at homeliness with pictures of brightly painted beach houses on the walls, low lighting and carpet, there was no escaping the institutional feel, the chemical smell, and the staleness of the air. He found himself wishing, again, that he had the strength to let Isabella go, to release her once and for all. But he didn't. He was too afraid of the consequences, and unwilling to bear the responsibility for her life. What right did he have to determine how and when it should be ended? Him, of all people. He passed the kitchen, the store cupboard, a small bathroom. There were two bedrooms down here, where the nurses slept. But the doors were ajar and they were empty. Upstairs there was another spare bedroom, bathroom, and the master, where Isabella was sleeping. He took the stairs, slowly, pausing on each step, conscious that he was only delaying the inevitable. Finally, he reached her room. He hesitated, waiting for something, anything, to prevent him entering. His phone to ring, the ceiling to cave in, the earth to open up. But there was nothing, except the stern stillness of the house. He pushed the door open and walked inside.